I am Plata on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Rohit Chokhani joins me now. The 2017 Jesse Award recipient for significant artistic achievement has lived in Vancouver for 7 years and in as many years has held positions at various arts organizations, including general manager at Touchstone Theatre and Urban Ink Production, artistic associate at Bard on the Beach, producer in residence at the National Arts Centre, as well as artistic producer at the South Asian Art Society. He has also started Project SAT, S-A-T, as in South Asian Theatre. It's an initiative that creates a network for developing, touring, producing, and presenting national and international South Asian theatre projects in Canada. I'll get Mr. Chokhani to tell us about that, and Diwali in B.C., which begins this weekend. It's a five-week event exploring the theme of Shakti. We'll reflect on feminine power and the theatrical, dance, and cultural workshops that will feature works from film director Deepa Mehta, among many others. Visit Diwali in B.C. for more. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Rohit Chokhani. Mr. Chokhani, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Diwali in B.C., I mean, there's so many events. I don't know where to start.
Well, we started with Diwali, you know. Diwali has been is a time of the year where South Asians look forward to celebrating their new year. The way I say it is that it's our Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's all packed into one time of the year. So I think where we start is this massive time in our cultural calendar where we all want to come together with friends and family and to celebrate Diwali. But then Diwali in BC takes that timeline and makes it a more of a artistic explosion and showcases a whole bunch of things more from an artistic focus during the time of Diwali.
Yeah, it's 5 weeks, and there are events that have to do with dance and theater and film as well. Is there something that you're looking forward to particularly?
I'm super excited just about our theme because I don't necessarily usually go about trying to decide the theme prior to the works, and it just has happened that this year that all the works that have really interested me have come from strong feminine voices, and so the theme actually emerged just on its own based on the partnerships and the artists that caught my attention. And I'm really excited because it's the theme of Shakti, feminine power, and it, spiritually it exists within the Indian culture. The Shakti, feminine, divine, as it's called, and it also is at the root of the spiritual component of Diwali. So I'm just excited that we were able to showcase so many different works by strong feminine women voices.
What is this word Shakti? What does it mean to you, and how does that influence your own artistry?
Well, Shakti, like in the literal sense and on a personal sense, means feminine divine. So if you look into Indian spirituality and Indian religions, no matter what the denomination, we will always see a masculine component to God as well as a feminine component to God. And so it doesn't have to do anything with gender. It has to do with, we believe, as growing up I was taught by my parents, that we believe that whether you're male or female, you have masculine as well as feminine energy. And so for me, what it represents is Mother Nature. It represents laws of nature and a higher feminine component of God in a personal, literal, religious sense. But in terms of what we are doing here in Diwali NBC, what it means is that there has been a lot of talk about inclusivity, equity, and diversity in performing arts globally, and specifically Canada and NBC. And for me, it's about showcasing some powerful, diverse, and talented women and different voices and different diversity within that, and showcasing strong feminine voices and strong projects that reflect on different aspects of that, yeah.
And then this builds into why you started Project SAT, South
That's
Asian
right,
Theater, earlier this year. Just if you build the space, you create the space for South Asian artists. I mean, it's obviously important, it's needed. But just the kind of art that'll come out from here on in, I mean, it's just amazing what would not have been seen, if you consider that, right?
Yeah, that's you totally got that right. So SAT and Diwali NBC kind of both showcase a different kind of component. Diwali NBC is for established works, established artists. When they reach a certain kind of artistic excellence, we are showcasing their work to show what kind of diverse works exist out there and are possible. And then Project Sat is more about artists who aspire to get to that level and to create a space where training and workshops are offered in a culturally specific way, so that an artist does not have to feel that there's only one way of doing things, but actually provide them with training in dramaturgy, directing, and various different aspects of production and development in a way that they feel empowered to share their stories from a culturally specific lens and from a creation methodology and processes that are also based on different ancestral practices that come from South Asia.
So, I mean, you've just talked about the sort of artistic endeavor that you want to encourage. What about the kind of audiences that you want to attract? I mean, are South Asians, say, attending the theater as much as other cultural groups, say?
Yes, I've always said that the way Diwali is celebrated in India, and I grew up in India, need not be the same as the way Diwali is celebrated here in BC, because it needs to be geographically localized. So for me, doing Diwali in BC in BC means it needs to create a programming artistically that attracts not just South Asians, but actually programming that creates an intercultural dialogue between South Asians as well as the other different demographics that we see on the streets of BC. So for me, it's always been a multicultural platform where the works can create an interesting dialogue. So for example, Encounter, we are hoping that that's going to create an interesting dialogue between the South Asian community and the Indigenous First Nations community. And it's also an important dialogue globally in terms of, and nationally in terms of what's happening in terms of all of us stepping up to in the reconciliation process with the First Nations. Honor talks about sex trafficking. Anatomy of Violence talks about what is our responsibility as a society to break stereotypes, to break misogyny, to break patriarchy, so that nasty things like gang rapes don't happen, and we are not often focusing just on the victim and the feminine, but actually talking about what exists in our societal structures that are actually allowing these kind of bad, aggressive behavior to happen. Happy Place talks about healing and what is it like for seven women to be in an inpatient care facility and deal with extraordinary circumstances. Shama talks about Rabindranath Tagore, who, if you go to India, is like massively produced. He's like the Shakespeare of India, but not much of his work gets produced here. So it's about doing that, but also doing it through an art form that is only done as in a dance way, but we are doing it in a dance theater way, which is Bharatanatyam. You already spoke about Project Sat, and then, of course, there's an intention of expanding beyond Metro Vancouver. So we're starting with Coquitlam and branching further out in the following years.
You know, I've just heard you describe some of these works. I mean, the theater pieces and dance pieces and film. It just seems like an exciting time for the larger community to build bridges, because there are so many commonalities and themes that need to be explored. And I think it's the right time too, isn't it, to build bridges and connect our worlds in such a tumultuous time on the planet today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, politically, what's going on the planet right now is not something that I'm happy about, and I'm intentionally kind of unplugging from the news, because it just keeps it, to me, it's pretty much of a downer and keeps getting worse. So I think at these times, the more and more initiatives we have that brings different communities, different cultures together, despite our differences, and gets us to celebrate in a multicultural way. The more we have, the better. The more people we have, the merrier. And I think arts is a very important important platform, not just for celebrating and entertainment. Those are very important as well, and arts give you that, but also arts is a very important platform for healing, for change, and actually making transformation happen.
You know, your own career and your own life story thus far is fascinating, because you didn't really set out for a career in the arts, did you?
No, I did not. I was raised, that's one more thing I'm trying to change with Project Sat and this initiative. I was raised in a very stereotypical Asian way, and I say this with a lot of respect to all the parents out there, but making money in the arts is tough, and so I was also told, like, be a doctor, be an engineer or a lawyer, don't waste your time with the arts. If you want to do it on the side after school, that's fine. So I found my way through computer science and through the tech sector and through a master's in computer science. Somehow I charted my way leveraging those degrees and those skills into the arts, and now I'm full-time in the arts. And I'm blessed and privileged to do that. But for sure, I didn't start. Yeah. I didn't start right out there. Yeah.
And then in the 7 years that you've lived in Vancouver, as I mentioned in the introduction, you've got this tremendous bio of places that you've worked. And I guess this speaks to this part of the world and just how unique it is in terms of the theatrical community. That you've been able to associate with a number of organizations in a very short time.
Yes, for sure. I think I can take credit for the vision and the kind of the curatorial, political and the artistic voice that I'm bringing to my work. But like you correctly identified, like there's a lot of organizations, a lot of people working behind. I have an amazing team And each of our productions has a community partner as well as sometimes co-presenting partners, and all these partners have come on board. So for sure, it's a huge sector-wide collaborative effort, and it wouldn't have been possible without all these amazing organizations who are teaming up with me, an amazing group of volunteers and staff. And of course, we are also very blessed in Canada to actually have a lot of funding for arts and culture, so that's pretty helpful as well. So for sure.
And it is a supportive community, and working, doing much better, I would think, in terms of inclusivity than, say, 10, 15 years ago, right?
Yes. I mean, overall, the consciousness, especially in the primary centers like Vancouver and Toronto, I would say absolutely. In terms of some other parts of Canada, the conversation is still behind, and we're not yet there in terms of where we want to go in terms of arts being completely representative and inclusive. But you certainly got it right that we are definitely not where we were 15 years ago, and there has been a significant change and transformation, especially in the last 3 or 5 years. I kind of came 7 years ago, so I was like right when people were getting frustrated, but during the last couple of years, I've seen some significant shift towards, especially in Vancouver and Toronto, to significant shifts in how representation is tackled at various levels of the actual bureaucracy and the institutionalization of the arts. And I think you're right that we are heading in the right direction, and now eventually other parts of Canada will catch up as well, and we'll keep making those inroads.
Now, you know what's to admire about you, from having read about you and sort of preparing for our chat today, is in such a short time, in such a short career thus far, you've done so much, but you've also felt the importance of mentorship, because you've obviously experienced that in this community, but you're doing the same to artists, young artists, and especially artists in the South Asian community.
Yes, I mean, you definitely do. You've definitely done great research on my work before, and yeah, I wouldn't have been successful without like three really important organizations that have supported me in terms of dramaturgy. It's been the Playwrights Theater Center. In terms of like presenting, it has been the Culch, and then in terms of all of these projects now coming up to execution, but the planning started at a residency at the National Arts Center. So none of this would have been possible without my mentors, Nathan Matt, Heather Redfern, and Cindy Reed, and folks at the PTC. And these guys were really generous, and they saw my vision, and they gave me a lot of their time. And so, I mean, they were paying it forward, and the only way I can move this forward is also doing the same. So Project South is many ways that, and yes, I am definitely making sure that young emerging artists are getting a lot more exposure and a lot more opportunities through all these initiatives and mentorships and internships are very, very, very much ingrained into what I have been able to achieve in a short amount of time.
You know, Diwali in BC is exciting as it is, as I've said already. I can't wait for the next 10 years or the next 7 years from now. I'll be talking to you know, young people who you've
yes.
mentored and who will make it in the atmosphere of the ecosystem of the arts in this part of the world. You know, it'll be multiplied, won't it? And just the remarkable work to come.
Yes, that's exactly the vision. So I do hope that you have a whole bunch of youngsters who may not be young by then, but who you will get to talk to, and we can reflect back on this conversation and say that we were able to nurture the next generation of South Asian and artists, and in general, any artists who, especially who are feeling marginalized right now. Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. All good wishes for Diwali in BC. They're tremendous events, and I suggest people go to the website, diwalibc.ca. As I say in your business, break a leg. Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for all your time and research going into this and talking to us. And yeah, for sure, we look forward to seeing you hopefully at one of the events. Yeah.
Rohit Chokhani joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.